Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Roman Mahias. Batting second. The shortstop, Felix Mantilla. Batting third. The left fielder, Tony Horton. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Dick Stewart. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Frank Malzone. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Al Smith. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Dalton Jones. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bob Tillman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Earl Wilson. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Earl Wilson. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Tommy McCraw. Batting second. The second baseman, Don Buford. Batting third. The right fielder, Floyd Robinson. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Pete Ward. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Bill Scourin. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Gene Stevens. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Ron Hansen. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jerry McNairtney. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Gary Peters. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Gary Peters. And now, play ball. Roman Mahias is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mahias hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Felix Mantilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantilla hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton takes first base on ball four. Dick Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart takes first base on ball four. Horton moves to second. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone hits a fly ball into center field. Stevens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw hits a fly ball into left field. Horton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford takes first base on ball four. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Tillman fields it and throws to first for the out. Buford moves to second. Two outs. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward hits a fly ball into left field. Horton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith takes first base on ball four. Dalton Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. There goes Smith trying to get to second. McCraw throws the ball into Hansen, who relays the ball to Buford, who tags Smith for the out. One out. Bob Tillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tillman hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Scourin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skourin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mantilla scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Jones settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mantilla scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Roman Mahias is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mahias is 0 for 1 in the game. Mahias hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Felix Mantilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantilla is 0 for 1 in the game. Mantilla hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Horton hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Robinson. Horton reaches second base with a double. Dick Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Stewart hits a fly ball into center field. Stevens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jerry McNairtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNairtney hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Jones scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gary Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Mahias. Peters reaches second base with a double. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0 for 1 in the game. McCraw hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Peters scores. It's 1-0, White Sox. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Buford hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Tillman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wilson fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. McCraw moves to second. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0 for 1 in the game. Ward hits a pop-up towards short. Mantilla settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 0 for 1 in the game. Malzone hits a pop-up towards first. Skourin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Peters fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dalton Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Buford scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Skourin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skourin is 0 for 1 in the game. Skourin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mantilla fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0 for 1 in the game. Stevens hits a pop-up towards third. Malzone settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0 for 1 in the game. Hansen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Jones scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Scourin moves to second. Two outs. Jerry McNairtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNairtney is 0 for 1 in the game. McNairtney hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mantilla fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Gary Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Peters hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Mantilla fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bob Tillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tillman is 0 for 1 in the game. Tillman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Earl Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 1 in the game. Wilson is called out on strikes. One out. Roman Mahias is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mahias is 0 for 2 in the game. Mahias hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Felix Mantilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantilla is 0 for 2 in the game. Mantilla takes first base on ball 4. Tillman moves to second. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Horton hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tillman moves to third. Mantilla moves to second. Dick Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Stewart hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. McCraw hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Tillman fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Buford hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Robinson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Buford moves to third. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0 for 2 in the game. Ward hits a fly ball into left field. Horton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Buford tags and scores. Robinson tags and moves to second. Two outs. It's 2-0, White Sox. Bill Scourin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scourin is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Scourin strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mike Hershberger now playing right field. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 0 for 2 in the game. Malzone hits a fly ball into center field. Stevens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Smith hits a fly ball into center field. Stevens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dalton Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Jones hits a fly ball into center field. Stevens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-for-2 in the game. Stevens hits a pop-up towards short. Mantilla settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0-for-2 in the game. Hansen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone juggles the ball. That's an error on Malzone. Hansen moves to second. Jerry McNairtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNairtney is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McNairtney hits a fly ball into center field. Mahia settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gary Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Peters hits a fly ball into left field. Horton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bob Tillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tillman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Tillman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Earl Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-2 in the game. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Roman Mahias is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mahias is 0-for-3 in the game. Mahias is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. McCraw hits a fly ball into center field. Mahia settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Buford hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Buford moves to second. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Ward hits a line drive into right field. Smith picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Smith. Buford scores. Hershberger goes all the way around to score. Ward moves to second. It's 4-0, White Sox. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Skowron hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to first for the out. Ward moves to third. Two outs. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-for-3 in the game. Stevens strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Felix Mantilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantilla is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Mantilla is called out on strikes. One out. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Horton hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dick Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Stewart hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to first for the out. Horton moves to second. Two outs. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 0-for-3 in the game. Malzone hits a fly ball into center field. Steven settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0-for-3 in the game. Hansen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jerry McNairtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNairtney is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. McNairtney bunts towards first. Stewart scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats McNairtney for the out. Hansen moves to second. One out. Gary Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Peters hits a pop-up towards short. Mantilla settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. McCraw hits a fly ball into left field. Horton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Landis now playing center field. Al Weiss now playing second base. Gene Stevens now playing left field. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Smith takes first base on ball 4. Dalton Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards first. Scourin scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Jones for the out. Smith moves to second. One out. Bob Tillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tillman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Tillman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Smith scores. It's 4-1, White Sox. Dick Williams pinch hits for Earl Wilson. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a fly ball into right field. Hershberger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roman Mahias is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mahias is 0-for-4 in the game. Mahias hits a fly ball into center field. Landis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 4, and Boston Red Sox, 1. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.